Any other terms?
No.
What about insulting terms or joking terms?
Oh, yes, a nigger used to be an insulting term.
Do you hear that these days?
No, you don't hear that these days. Most of the poetry is black.
What about the term color? Do you hear that?
They used to say color, but they don't use it now.
How does that sound to you?
Well, color, they say, when you say color now, you can mean any color, so. Mm-hmm. So they prefer you to name the color you're talking about.
Some of the older people that I've talked to would be insulted by the word black.
Yes, uh-huh.
Have you noticed that?
Uh-huh, yes. Some people doesn't understand it when you say black that you mean. It's not an insulting word anymore.
What would you call a real light-skinned black?
Yellow.
Any other terms?
No.
Any special names for a real dark-skinned black?
No, just African. We just call them black. Call all of them black now, regardless how color their skins are.
And what would you normally... How would you normally call someone of my race?
White.
Any other term?
No, you said white.
What about joking or insulting terms for whites?
You say a hunky.
Okay. Is that recent or is that...
That's recent. That's the word they use now.
What about what you mentioned the other day, peckerwood? Is that...
That's an insulting word too, but people don't use that too much now.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms you've heard?
No. Uh-uh.
What about the term buckra? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And a child that's from a racially mixed marriage, one parent's black and the other's white, you call that child a...
I don't know what you call those kids. I was wondering what you call them.
Did you ever hear the term mulatta or octoroon or quadroon or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
And what did blacks used to call the people that they worked for?
The boss.
Okay. What about captain? Did you ever hear?
Yeah, they probably used to call them that too.
But that's not something you're familiar
with? No,
What would you call whites that are poor, they don't try to do anything for themselves? They don't want to work or do anything like that? You really look down on them. Did you ever hear a special name for them?
I heard people call them white trash.
Is that a term that whites would use around here?
Yes, whites use that among themselves, uh-huh.
And blacks use it too?
Talking about whites.
Uh-huh.
No, most of the blacks just say they poor white people and so on.
What about terms like cracker or redneck?
Yeah, I heard that word used, crack and redneck.
What
do
those mean?
Well, I guess it means that they are poor or in the lower class.
Who would use those, if you say cracker, who would use that term?
Some black use it, but the white most, they'll call them rednecks and all that.
Uh-huh.
White call one of those that.
But blacks call them?
Crackers.
Uh-huh. Has there been much trouble around here with integration and so forth? Is this
not too much?
This area right here is predominantly
black. Yes, not predominantly black.
I noticed the school over there was predominantly black.
Yes, uh-huh.
Have they tried busing or anything?
Yes, we had some quite kids going last year, but I don't know. They're supposed to be going this year, but they bypassed in some kind of way.
How do people around, what would happen if this area was incorporated into the city limits in Monroe? How would that affect the schools and all here?
It probably wouldn't affect them at all, because most people send their kids where they want to go anyway.